Chapter 46. Thus says the Lord God, the gate of the inner court facing east shall be shut the 6 working days, but it shall be opened on the Sabbath day, and opened on the day of the new moon. And the prince shall enter by way of the porch of the gate from outside, and stand by the post of the gate. Then the priest shall provide his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate and then go out. But the gate shall not be shut until the evening. The people of the land shall also worship at the doorway of that gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. And the burnt offering which the prince shall offer to the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering shall be an ephah with the ram, and the grain offering with the lambs as much as he is able to give, and a hin of oil with an ephah. And on the day of the new moon he shall offer a young bull without blemish, also 6 lambs and a ram, which shall be without blemish. And he shall provide a grain offering, an ephah with the bull, and an ephah with the ram, and with the lambs as much as he is able, and a hin of oil with an ephah. And when the prince enters, he shall go in by way of the porch of the gate, and go out by the same way. But when the people of the land come before the Lord at the appointed feast, he who enters by way of the north gate to worship shall go out by way of the south gate, and he who enters by way of the south gate shall go out by way of the north gate. No one shall return by way of the gate by which he entered, but shall go straight out. And when they go in, the prince shall go in among them, and when they go out, he shall go out. And at the festivals and the appointed feast, the grain offering shall be an ephah with a bull, and an ephah with a ram, and with the lambs as much as one is able to give, and a hin of oil with an ephah. And when the prince provides a free will offering, a burnt offering or peace offerings as a free will offering to the Lord, the gate facing east shall be opened for him, and he shall provide his burnt offering and his peace offerings as he does on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and the gate shall be shut after he goes out. And you shall provide a lamb, a year old, without blemish, for a burnt offering to the Lord daily. Morning by morning you shall provide it. Also you shall provide a grain offering with it, morning by morning, a sixth of an ephah and a third of a hin of oil to moisten the fine flour, a grain offering to the Lord continually by a perpetual ordinance. Thus they shall provide the lamb, the grain offering, and the oil morning by morning for a continual burnt offering. Thus says the Lord God, if the prince gives a gift out of his inheritance to any of his sons, it shall belong to his sons, it is their possession by inheritance. But if he gives a gift from his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his until the year of liberty. Then it shall return to the prince. His inheritance shall be only his sons. It shall belong to them. And the prince shall not take from the people's inheritance, thrusting them out of their possession. He shall give his sons' inheritance from his own possession, so that my people shall not be scattered, anyone from his possession. Then he brought me through the entrance, which was at the side of the gate, into the holy chambers for the priest, which faced north. And behold, there was a place at the extreme rear toward the west. And he said to me, this is the place where the priest shall boil the guilt offering and the sin offering, and where they shall bake the grain offering, in order that they may not bring them out into the outer court to transmit holiness to the people. Then he brought me out into the outer court, and led me across to the four corners of the court. And behold, in every corner of the court there was a small court. In the four corners of the court there were enclosed courts, 40 cubits long and 30 wide. These four in the corners were the same size. And there was a row of masonry round about in them, around the four of them, and boiling places were made under the rows round about. Then he said to me, these are the boiling places where the ministers of the house shall boil the sacrifices of the people.